For those who work or study in different states, being apart from family and loved ones have been tough during this MCO period. But with the latest CMCO in place, a new set of regulations have been put into place to ease travel restrictions. However, these rules only apply to certain people and differ according to the state you're in. If you're confused as to whether this applies to you, here are some things that you should take note of. As many of you know, authorities have been encouraging the public to download the latest version of the JAREC Malaysia app to ease the process of interstate traveling. But there is a time limit and certain situational conditions that need to be met before the approval of your application. Application timeline following PDRM's Facebook page. Here are some important dates to take note of if you're applying for interstate travel. The 4th to the 5th of May, update your destination information. 6th May, analysis of travel information. The 7th to the 10th of May, traveling period across states. If your application gets approved, you will travel following these times, depending on the state of your departure. 7th May for those traveling from Kuala Lumpur. 8th May for those traveling from Perak, Johor and Kelantan. 9th May for those traveling from Perlis, Kedah, Penang, Malacca and Pahang. 10th May for those traveling from Selangor, Negeri Sembilan and Terengganu. Are you eligible? Initially, PDRM only allowed the travel of individuals who were stranded in the Kampong and want to return home, traveling across states for work purposes, students returning from university campuses in different states. However, in their most recent update, you are also eligible to apply for interstate travel via the JAREC Malaysia app if you find yourself in the following situations: family members, parents or relatives who have been stuck in the individual's home but want to return to their kampung, individuals who want to send their family members back to their kampung during the MCO, individuals who want to pick up family members who were stranded in different states, e.g. I'm from Petaling Jaya but I want to pick up my wife and kids stranded in Garak, Kedah. I will make the journey to Garak and return to Petaling Jaya. Individuals who are stranded in different states but have family members who will bring them back to their hometowns, e.g. I am originally from Batu Pahat Johor but I'm currently working part-time in Putrajaya while waiting for my SPM results. I want to return to my hometown so my father will pick me up from Putrajaya and return to Batu Pahat. Family members went on vacation in a different state before the implementation of the MCO and now want to return home, e.g. my kids went to their grandfather's place in Senai before the MCO and now they want to return to Klang. Individuals who were stuck at their in-laws' house but want to return to their own homes. However, you are not eligible to apply for interstate travel if you fall under the following categories: lecturer or teaching assistants in higher learning education institutions who want to return to their hometowns, those who use this as an opportunity to go on vacation or balik kampung, those returning to their hometowns to pick up equipment for work purposes, a family who wants to travel to another state just to be with a family member who works in that state, any personal reason that does not involve a scenario where you are stranded or trapped in another state. There are also two scenarios that have yet to be approved by authorities. These are traveling from Semenanjung, Malaysia to Sabah, Sarawak, express bus and train services during the allocated time to travel following the JAREC Malaysia app. How to apply without JAREC Malaysia app: https://www.facebook.com/polydergmalaysia/photos/a.71079042266439/318998067688866?3 and theater. If you are not in possession of a smartphone, don't worry. There are other ways to apply for cross-border travel. Download the CPP permit and application form for cross-border travel during MCO. This is available on PDRM's Facebook page. Complete the form in 2 copies, contact your nearest police station for appointment forms. Submit the forms physically to the police station so they can process it for approval. Follow PDRM's Facebook page to stay up to date with the latest updates on this situation. We hope this information helps. Also read, no more 10 km travel limit but interstate travel still prohibited, says Defense Minister. You have reached the end of this story.